Now the Marsakash Shaiva Omer Rabbi Yechon and says a new klal that ein chatzin nezik cholok loy l'rishus ha'yochel v'l'rishus ha'rabim. You should know by chatzin nezik there's never a difference between rishus yochel and rishus ha'rabim. That he meant to say you always chayiv whether it was rishus ha'rabim or rishus ha'yochel you chayiv. So my love doesn't mean to say ha'teizu b'rishus ha'rabim v'yazeki b'rishus ha'rabim. He means to say even in the case of tzoreros, because tzoreros pays a chatzin nezik. Even in the case of Tzroris, where Tzroris prays the Chatzin Ezek, we're talking about where the animal was walking in the Rishus Rabbim, and he knocked off pebbles in the Rishus Rabbim, and it did Hezek in the Rishus Rabbim. So that's against everything we learned until now. Again, there will be a Raya that Yechayev Rishus Rabbim. Yeah. Yes, again, so my love isn't talking about Hezek Rishus Rabbim, Hezek Rishus Rabbim. So Rabbi Yekashem, what we're saying in such a case, always be potter. So Lord, that's not the case here. The case is rather hetezer b'rishus rabim. We're talking about true that it did damage b'rishus rabim. The pebbles went flying from b'rishus rabim. But v'zeka b'rishus yochid. The case is that did it hezek b'rishus yochid. For the Gemara, I v'amrit, your first far was akira enkan anochi yeshkan. Your first far was though if there's no akira, how are you chay for the anocha? That was your first far. So here we say not like that. Or Malay again, he answered back, Hadri B. For this far, I was choiser. So I don't look at where it started out, but instead I look where it ended off. If the Hezek Lamaisa, the Kli broke, Rishus HaNizig, then Yechayev, that's called Tzroris, that's Chayev Chatinetik. Iboy Yisrael, another Teres B'chal was like this, that Tiyomer Reb Yechon, when did Reb Yechon say his first klal, that Chatinetik, you always have to pay, Bein Rishus Yechon, Bein Rishus Rabin, Tiyomer Reb Yechon, and not Karen. Reb Yechon only said it by Karen, regular Tom. A Tom pays even Rishus Rabin. But it could be Tzroris he didn't talk about. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Reb Yehuda Nesiyah. Reb Yehuda Nesiyah was sitting down with Reb Oishin and Reb Oishiyah, Akiloyed Reb Yehuda. By the beginning of the house, by the house of Reb Yehuda. Not like Nusim B'nai, when they were talking together, a statement came out like this. What's going to be Kishkashom Biznova? If you have an animal that was moving its tail, and by moving its tail, it did damage. Now, what's the locha? That was the shayla. What's going to be the locha if it's moving its tail? What type of a damage is that? Is that called urche like regal? It'll be potter b'shus rabin, or maybe not. So Amalei said back like this. Amalei idach. What do you want? V'chiyachzeno biznava v'yelach? Should the owner of the shore have to always walk around with holding on to its tail? Like avada should be potter. So think, well, what kind of svar is that? Hiyachi if so, kerenami. Even by Karen also name, let's say, v'chiyachzenu b'keren v'yelach, should the owner have to hold on to the horn of the Karen, the horn of a shore, and still we say the owner is chayiv? If your shore walks through a shusarabim, and it does damage there, l'maisi yachayiv? So if so, you see Karen is chayiv shusarabim, so maybe here also yachayiv. He said back, no, hochiyasht, what's one after the other? Karen, if the animal does damage with its horn, it's gore somebody, lav urchayu. That's not a normal way. So therefore, since it's not a normal way, it's kavanos and lahazik, and that's why you put the, and that's therefore you chayiv b'shus rabim. Karen is chayiv b'shus rabim. But ha urchei. But over here, when the animal moves its tail, it's a normal way to do it. It's urchei. And therefore, since it's urchei, it's like regular, and we know a regular is potter b'shus rabim. So meres akashim so v'chimeyacher the urcha. Won't you tell me now? It's a normal thing for an animal to move around its tail. So, Miami Boiler, what's your question? Avada Yepotah B'Rishus Rabim. Any normal way of action the animal goes, that's always a told of regal. So if it's normal for an animal to move around its tail, B'Rishus Rabim, and by moving its tail it did some damage, Avada Yepotah, it's regal told of regal. So Marcel, the Shaila was, Kishkush Yeseira Mi Boiler. What's going to be if the animal gave a hard whack with its tail? Not a normal weighing of the tail back and forth, but it gave a hard whack with the tail. That's the Shaila. Is that called, or still Urche enough? To say it's potter b'shus rabim, or maybe there already is called like a told of Karen, that it'll be chayi b'shus rabim. So when they gave a good whack with the tail, that's the suffix. Boy Rav Inu, Rav Inu has a question like this. Kishkasha v'amto maho. If you have your ox here, they gave a whack with somebody with its aver, with its amto. With its amma, well, that's where does the tashmish with it. So he gave a whack to somebody, to someone broke it. Maho. Me, I'm going to do, we say, me did the ever Karen. Maybe this is more like Karen. Karen lav yitzra katokif. Like how come an animal does damage with its horn? Because it's yitzra comes into him and gives him an urge to gore somebody. So, here also loishana. Like, how come it's moving around its amta there? Mistam, it has an urge to go into a female, to go into a cow. So therefore, right now, it's moving around its aver. That's why it's doing damage. So maybe it's doing it to Karen, so therefore it should be chayi b'shus rabim. Or Dilma, maybe no. Karen, the pshat is kavanos alahazik. When an animal does damage, the my love, Karen always is, it has kavana. It has intentions of doing damage. Like this, an animal wouldn't gore somebody with its horns. It only gores because it has intentions of doing damage. But here, this animal, even though it's moving around, it's amor, but ain't kavanos alahazik. It doesn't want to do damage. But it's just doing it because it wants a female to come. But not because it wants to do damage. So therefore, maybe here it's not doing it to Karen. Maybe it's still only like regal. Maybe still you'd be potter b'shus rabin. This type of suffix is such a mice is doing it to Karen or to regal. Then our Mishnah says,
this tape is being stunted by the Engel and Goldstein Mishpocho, the Zecher Nishmas, the father of Avigdo, then Rab Chaim Avrom Oliver Shalom. The limud of this tape should be a schus and an ilu for the Neshama. All right, the turnover.
Right. Mishnah says, "Ha'atana goylin muadim lahalak kedarkam lishba." Mishnah, Atana goes also a derech to walk, and it does damage as regular. Then the Mishnah says a chiddush. What's going to be if you have a delil, if you have a string tied onto the chicken, and it does damage with the string? So the Mishnah says, "Yichai v'chatzin ezik," because we hold that's like tsroiris, and therefore you only have to pay a chatzin ezik. So Rav Huna says like this. Loishanu, when did we learn in the Mishnah you have to pay a chatzin ezek? Loishanu only if the string got tied on by itself, by the chicken itself, when it took a string and did damage with the string. But if a man tied the string onto the chicken, and the chicken moved the string and did damage, then yechayiv and ezek shalom. So Gemara says, Nikshu mielov man chayiv. When the string got tied on by itself, the Tanakh himself took it, Sus Chayiv then. Elaim, if you want to tell me, Bal Hadlil, the owner of the string is Chayiv. The Havamina here is that this string was put down by Shusarabim, and somebody tripped over the string, so the string is like a boar. So now, it's the Mishnah that Rav Huna said, one of the Mishnah said, Chatzin Ezek, only if the string was taken by itself. But if a man put the string on the Tanakh, then you Chayiv and Ezek Shalom. Now saying when the Tanago took it by itself, who's Chayiv though? If you want to say the Baal Hadlil, the owner of the string, Hekidon, what's the case talking about? If the owner of the string hid the string in a normal way, that it wasn't normal for the chicken to take it. So honestly, if the chicken now went looking around for the string and brought it out to the Shisharab and somebody tripped over it, so the Baal Hadlil isn't honest. He didn't put a string outside to be a boar, and he hid it. So why is the Baal, the owner of the string, Chayiv altogether? If he didn't, hide it. Owner let a string be outside in the Shusarabim like, and now a chicken took it and moved it further. Pashayu, he's a regular Pashela to Maskan will soon see, that's regular Yobor. So you should be Chayiv and Ezek Shalom then. Why does the Mishnah say a Chatzin Ezek? Ela rather Chayiv Baal Tanagol. We're talking about now that who's Chayiv here? The Baal Tanagol. We're talking about the owner of the chicken, he's Chayiv for the damage that happened through the string. What happened here? The string took it by itself. So Gemara says, why does the owner have to even pay a Chatzin Ezek? Like, again, the Havamina is your chicken took a string outside and put it down and became a boar. And somebody's tripped over it now. So, how come you agree that the owner of the chicken does not have to pay Nezek Sholem? Because the Pasuk says, Ki yiftach ish boar. We dashin that only if a man that digs a boar, if you dig the ditch. And we dashin v'loy shor boar. And not if your ox makes the ditch. Or like here, not if your tanagol, your chicken makes the boar. In other words, if your chicken took a string out from your house and put it out with Shisarabim, now that string is like a boar there. People are going to trip over it, true. But you didn't put it there. Your chicken put it there. So that's why you're telling me now you're potter from Nezek Sholem. If so, Chatzin Nezek Nami? You shouldn't have to pay anything. What does the Mishnah say? The owner of the chicken has to pay for Chatzin Nezek. The same tour should be Ishbor v'loy Shobor. The Torah says, Yoni chayif a boar if you make the boar, and not if your chicken makes the boar. So what do you have to pay a chatzin ezek for? So yes, Elo, the pshat in our Mishnah is like this. Elo mas nisim b'da'ad ya'aduya. The Mishnah is talking about that this chicken took a string, and the chicken threw the string. And by throwing the string broke something. So that's a regular case of tsroiros. That's like pebbles come flying off. That's called kayach of the chicken. So that's why our Mishnah says you have to pay a chatzin ezek. It doesn't make enough to mean who owns the string. The case here is your chicken took a string and threw it at something and broke a kli. So that's called koyach of the chicken. That's the din of tzureres. You only have to pay a chatzi nezek. The chiyit with Rav Huna, when did we learn Rav Huna's halacha? That there's a difference of how the string came to the shore, to the tanagol. That's bial nitma. Na mishnah. Another case, as Rav Huna said. That what? The lil hefka. What's going to be if there's a string that belongs to hefka? Some Rav Huna says, Nikshir mielu pota. If the tanagol, the chicken himself, took the string and put it on Ushas Rabin, and it became a bor there, so the bala tanagol is pota. Again, because since the man didn't make the bor, your chicken made the bor, you're pota on that. What about kosher odom? Let's say a man took a string and tied it onto the chicken, and then the chicken took it out to Ushas Rabin, made it in for a bor there, chayiv. Then talk of the owner, the man that put the string here is chayiv. For the more mishum my chayiv, what are you chayiv for? Omer Rav Huna bar Menoyach, mishum boiroi ha mezgalgo baraglo yodom baragli behema. This was a told of bor we had before. This is like a case of you put a stone down in Shusha Rabin, and people there come and kick the stone to another place, and somebody trips over the stone over there. That's still your chayiv, because you first put the stone down in Shusha Rabin. Here also, when you first put the string down right now on the Tanagol, it was Brishus Rabin, it's called you made a bor there. So you made a bor right here, this string now is a stumbling block, people can still trip over it. Now what happened, the Tanagol took it and went further and moved it further to Brishus Rabin. You're still chayv, it's still called your bor. It's not called the Tanagol made the whole bor, because you started off, you first put it onto the chicken here, it was a bor right here. Just the Tanagol took it even further, so that's a told of bor, that's called Borei HaMizgalga, that was moved, Baragliot, Baragliot, Behema, that's Yechayiv. So the Mishnah. Ketzar HaShem, what's the, now the Mazik of Shem? Where's the normal case that you have to pay for Shem, Yechayiv, and Ezer Sholem? Mu'edas Lechelas Aroyla. If the animal eats up something that's normal to eat, food, that's not, no, that's called Urchei, therefore you have to pay Ezer Sholem. The same thing, HaBehema, which the Gemara before said, Shein goes on Chaya, Behema needs down, Behema is the same thing. Mu'edas Lechel Peres V'Rokas. It's a mood if the animal goes into Rosh Hashanah and it eats their fruits or vegetables, so the owner of the shore has to pay Nezek Sholem. What about Ochlo Ksusa Kelim? Let's say your animal eats up somebody's clothing, eats up his hat, or eats up his glass, then Mishalom Chatzi Nezek. You only have to pay a Chatzi Nezek, because that's called Karen, that's a told of Karen, that's a Mishunah. That's not Urcha, it's not normal. It's not normal for an animal to eat up clothing or to eat up kelim. So it's no more told of Shane anymore, but rather it's a told of Karen. Therefore, Karen pays the Chatzi Nezek. The Nedva Mamur, when was this said, Rishus HaNizik? Like, when do we say that Shane is Chayiv, if an animal eats up regular food, only if the animal goes into the other person's Rishus and eats it there? Abba, Rishus HaRavim Potter. But if the animal is walking in Rishus HaRavim, somebody else put down food there and your animal eats it, that's the locha, Shane is Potter, Rishus HaRavim. The Torah says, Ubiya b'stei acher, yoni chayiv b'stei acher. But now, that we say, Yepotter from paying a Nezek Sholem. But the Mishnah says, V'yimnenis. Let's say your animal has enjoyment from the fact that it ate up somebody else's food that was in the Rishus Rabim, Mishalemis Mashanenis. You have to pay back according to the enjoyment that you had. In other words, even though he ate up 10 bushels of wheat, which is worth $100, but you, the Maisa, would have fed your animal 10 bushels of barley that would have been worth only $10. So you, the Maisa, had at least $10 enjoyment here that your animal doesn't have to eat anymore. So those $10 of enjoyment that you had, that much you have to pay. The Nezek Sholem that you ruined him $100, that's Shane, that's Potter Rishus Rabim. But as much as the enjoyment that you have, that's called like Mishtashriyan, mentally, for Anor you have to pay. Now, Ketzad Mishalemis Mashanenis, where is there a case that you have to pay back how much enjoyment you had? Ochla Meterch Lechovo. If somebody else puts down his food in the middle of the Rishus Rabim, and your animal comes and eats it, so for the actual Hezek, your potter, Shane is potter Rishus Rabin. But Mishalem is Mashanenis, you only have to pay how much enjoyment you had. How much enjoyment that you saved by the fact the animal ate this. What about Mitzidei Recha Rechova? Let's say the food was on the side of the street, which is a place not normal for animals to go. So that's called more or less like Rishus HaNizik, therefore Mishalem is Mashanenis. Here, thank you, you have to pay Nezek Sholem. This is not called Shane Rishus Rabin, because on the side of the street, that's not normal for the animals to go there. And we'll see in the Gemara, you had a right to put your fruit down there. Therefore, that's called like Rishus HaNizik. Therefore, the Baal HaShur has to pay Nezek Sholem. Now, Mipesach HaChanus. if you have fruits right outside the store or even by the doorway of the store and an animal comes and eats it, is Meshalemes Mashenenes. Since it's outside the store, it's like Rishus Rabim, you're potter on the actual damage, you only have to pay according to the enjoyment that you had. What about the Mitoy Chachanus? If the animal comes into the store and eats the food that's in the store, that's called like Rishus Anizik, then Meshalemes Mashenenes. Then you have to pay a Nezik Shalom according to exactly how much damage you caused there. Tana Rabbanan, look at the price like this. Hashem Muedes Lech Lesaroyla. If your animal eats some food that's normal to eat, you have to pay Nezik Shalom. Ketzad? Pehemar Shenichta Sola Chotzra Nizik. If your animal went into somebody else's Chotzra, to Nizik's Rishus. The Ochl and Yetzi, Oichl and Ruin Law. Food that's normal to eat. Vishosa Mashkin Ruin Law. Yetzi, stuff that's normal for him to drink. So that's called regular Shein, Mishalom Nezik Shalom. V'chein, the same thing applies to a chaya. If you have a wild animal, a chaya, like a deer, she'nichnas solachotra nizik, goes into a shus of a nizik, v'torfa behema v'ochla, he rips apart an animal there and eats off the basar, is m'shalom nezik shalom. That's called urcha, that's a normal thing for a chaya to do. That's called shein, it went into the shus of a nizik, and it tore up an animal there and ate it alive, whatever, that's urcha, that's called nezik shalom. What about upora she'ochla sorim? Let's say a cow ate barley, which is not so normal for it to do. It's only called a chilai de'adchak. B'di'evit, it could eat it. Or else, v'chamor shochol kashinim. A donkey that went to eat kashinim was also not its main meal. It's only de'adchak by force, it could eat it. Or else, v'kelev, a dog, shalikei kasashemet, licked up oil, which is also not normal for it to eat, but it could be done. Or else, v'chazir, a pig, shochol hachatika shabosa, he ate a piece of meat, which is also not normal for him to do it. Still, mishalom nezek sholem. Still, you have to pay nezek sholem. Because since that day of chak, these animals could eat these food, it still caused urchei b'hochi, and still you have to pay nezek sholem. So, Amr of Papa says, hashtu the yarmah, now that you want to tell me, that kol me di delav urchei. Anything that's not the real way, it's not its real meal. The ochle le'a day of chak, it only eats it by force because it has nothing else to eat. It would eat this food also. So you're telling me now, Shmei Achila, that's also called a normal eating. And therefore, Shein is Chayin Nezik Shalom on this. If so, Hay Shunra the Ochla Tamri. If you have a cat that eats up some dates. Or else the Chamra, if you have a donkey, the Ochal Binta that eats up a fish, is also Meshalom Nezik Shalom. Even though it's not normal, it's not the normal menu for a donkey to eat up fish. But since Adet Chak, if there's nothing else to eat, it could eat fish. But that's also called Urchei, and you pay a Nezik Shalom. Morris says, Ahu Chamra, there was a donkey. The Ochal Nahama, he started to eat bread in a basket. Ofalse Lasala.
Again, Ofalse Lasala, and he starts to chew up the bread basket. So the Lacha was Chayve Rav Yehuda Lishalom Nezik Shalom and Hama. Rav Yehuda said that the owner of the donkey has to pay Nezik Shalom for the bread. That's called Urchei, that's called Shein, that's pay Nezik Shalom. The Asala, but that the donkey chewed up the basket, that's Chatzinezik, you have to pay a Chatzinezik. That's called Mishunam, that's like a told of Karen, you only have to pay a Chatzinezik. So Gemara is the Kashan of Yudav Yamai. Why do you say you only have to pay a Chatzinezik on the basket? Kivon di Urchei Lemecha Nahamo. Since it's a normal for the donkey to eat bread, that's called Nezik Shalom, that's Urchei. It's a Urchei Le Falu Sei Salah. Should also be normal for the donkey to go and chew the basket in order to chew the basket together with the bread. And therefore, the owner should have to pay, the Bala Chamor and the Bala donkey has to pay Nezik Shalom on both. Like Rashi says, Kishu Lo Yisapas, when he's chewing the bread, Lo Yisasalima, he chews the basket with it. It's also called it's normal. So one task more in says, the Ochal Vohoda Palace, that first the donkey finished eating the bread, and then he chews the basket. So that's not Urche, that's Mishun, that's what's on the Peyachat Genetic. Now the Morastamakasha, well, Pars Urcheyu, is it normal for a donkey to eat bread? Or a minu, I'll throw you a question, I'll throw you a steel in the Braisa. We learned like this, Ochlo Pas Ubose Vitasho Mashalm Chatzinezek. An animal eats bread, or he eats meat, or else he eats cooked food, so the owner of the animal only has to pay a chatzinezek. Mashma, these are all called mishun, it's not urchei titis. So Morris says, my love, aren't we talking about this b'raisa b'behema, by a domestic animal, like a donkey or a cow? So it's a stira. So Morris says, no, this b'raisa it's talking about a wild beast, and therefore there it's not urchei tit bread. Mashenken, a tame animal, domestic animal, maybe that's normal tit bread. Gemara says, Chaya Bosar Uchu. Gemara is the kasha now on Bosar and meat. Here the Brisa says, Ochlo Pasal Bosar says you pay Chatzin Ezek. So what do you want to tell him about a Chaya? Gemara is the kasha, even a wild beast. It's normal for him to eat meat. So why by meat does the Brisa say you have to pay Chatzin Ezek? So my answer is the mitzvah, the breast where the meat is roasted. And that's not normal for a chayah to eat roasted meat. He eats raw meat, not roasted meat. Therefore, you only have to pay a chatzin ezek. Before some notaros could be the tavya. The Brisa was talking about a deer. The Rashi says, the tavya Rashi says, tzvi, a deer, and dark of a pasul bosa. It's not normal for a deer to eat not bread and not meat. Therefore, if he eats it, you only have to pay a chatzin ezek. The boy some of the notaries could be Leonim of a Haman, no, the Brisa could be talking about even a domestic animal also. Ulviptura, the Brisa is talking about over here that the bread was on top of the table. Rashi says, Ulpturam shal hashulchan ochle, shendaka bekach, it's not normal for the animal to go on top of the table and eat there. And therefore, this is also called Karen, it's all of Karen, Yoni Peyachatin Esek. Rashi says, these things are Mishunah, and to swear the Balabos didn't have to think it's going to happen. And therefore, you only have to pay a chatzin ezek. Now the Gemara.